It wasn't comfortable. No, we certainly didn't have a lot of luxuries, and I can certainly remember the Christmases in particular, you know, because we hadn't got a lot, and there were several Christmases, two or three Christmases, when we had virtually no toys at all and relied on neighbours and friends to hand us down little bits of stuff. My sort of carrying on from, you know, my first memories of the railway, just two or three years later, after the closure of the Mablethorpe to Louth branch, Mablethorpe itself was quite a busy station. I mean, it was extremely busy in the 30s, 40s and 50s. I know this because, you know, of photographs I've seen and because of, you know, what other people have told me. But when I was about 8 or 9, they used to have this little system at Mablethorpe where the trains came in, and the people that had come, say, for the week and that, used to get off with all their luggage and stuff, and quite a lot of the boys, there were only two or three taxis available, sort of thing, so a lot of the little lads used to do what they call luggage on the barrow. We all used to have these little tiny carts, hand carts, and made up things. Mine was from an old pram, I think. I think it was probably one that had been used for my brother, and got these little old wheels and made a little barrow out of it. And used to go to the station and say to the people coming off the trains, "You have luggage on the barrow, sir." And if they had only got a few yards to go, you stick the luggage on the barrow, walk down to their boarding house or lodgings or caravan, whatever, and you used to get, you know, a few pence for it, like, which sort of help things along. And it was quite fun, because you used to, you know, say to them on the way that, "Well, how are you fixed for coming back the next week?" Like, so you get booked up for the following week, and they'd give you a shilling or a couple of bob or whatever, you know.